Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience.
Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving in everything life. And there's no more times. This is Healthy Talk Radio from Heart Disease, Aches and Pains, even the basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that lets you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America. Let's talk about it. Talk about you. Talk about your health and your life. Because whatever you're struggling with, know this. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Whether it's losing weight, you want to get in shape, you want to have better energy levels, you want to feel better, not have that drag down and out kind of attitude, you want to just be better, you can. But it takes responsibility on your part. We can give you the tools, but it takes you to step up and make the changes. We're going to go to Fran to kick it off. Hi, Fran.
One of my friends has a little girl who is 11, and she has got type 1 diabetes as far as I know. Her sugar is severely high, and they can't seem to figure out how to regulate it. When I say severely high, it reaches like level of 500. I don't know, is there anything that can be done diet-wise, or is it just, I'm being told that it's just, she's going to have to live with it for the rest of her life, and it seems kind of unrealistic, but I don't know.
It's kind of scary when you hear that kind of diagnosis, and you really don't know what to do. And it really puts you in a place where it's challenging, and you don't really know where to turn a lot of times, and that's why, I mean, I can hear that when I talk to you, because it's that unknown. Well, diabetes is interesting because there's a lot of great strides that we've made with management of diabetes. From a medical standpoint, it's been really, really good, believe it or not, compared to a lot of the other health challenges that are out there. But also, just on the side of diet and lifestyle changes, there's a lot. Now, whether you're dealing with type 1 or type 2, dietary changes can still be the same. You want to have someone, obviously your physician, whoever is working with her needs to be overseeing the whole thing. But dietary changes are really, really good. Now, registered dietitians have been very, very well trained in a lot of the different positioning for diabetes and the diets and modifications and whatnot. So that's something you might want to look into. Our wellness provider network has a lot of those dietitians that can really help. And it really gets down to getting disciplined. So whatever she's deciding to do, just make sure that she knows that diet is the key, and that is a starting point regardless. Making sure you're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis is critical. Because remember, that food can be your best medicine every single day. And so the foods that you're putting in your body and the things you're doing the most is going to make the biggest impact and the biggest difference. So big key on that is, no matter what, when she's coming up with a game plan, is 3 meals a day. In those 3 meals, it's really important that everything has proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, all three. Now, the proteins are chicken, fish, beef, eggs, whatever she chooses and whatever she likes. And I'll tell you why in a minute. The fats are your good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. And then your carbohydrate sources need to come from fruits and vegetables. Stay away from the starchy carbs, sugars, and that sort of thing. The reason being is this. With diabetes, obviously, we're dealing with carbohydrates, blood sugar levels, and insulin levels, which are not being able to manage the blood sugar because, for whatever reason, the dietary choices, if you're type 2, have been so poor for a long period of time, it's caused the pancreas to begin to shut down, the receptors to be able to shut down. Type 1 is a different animal. You've got autoimmune disease going on. There's genetic involvement, and there's just a big challenge with that. But at the end of the day, if you look at it and you can get everything modified from a dietary perspective and get her body functioning at a really peak level, then that's where the real victory is going to come, in my opinion. And that's where you can really be a friend and a coach to her and a cheerleader to make that happen. I'll tell you some good supplements that are out there, but you don't want to she doesn't just want to start taking them. She needs to do some research on that, make sure everybody around her knows about it. But vanadyl sulfate's really good. Alpha lipoic acid has some good research on it. Chromium picolinate's kind of an oldie but a goodie. And cinnamon has just come on really strong. The spiced cinnamon makes a big difference in regulating blood sugar based on the foods that we eat. Now, it doesn't mean go eat a bunch of french fries, throw cinnamon on it, and it's going to make the blood sugar levels go down. Don't plan on doing that. But it's really coming down to making sure that there's a good solid game plan in place. And when you get that in place and you become consistent, right, because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and it's building new habits, that's going to be a key. Exercise is really big, too. And I can't stress that enough, that when you exercise and you put that in the forefront, it really takes you to the next level. So even if it's just 10 minutes a day, we know by the research that exercise plays a big role, and you want to make sure that that's a big key in this equation for her. All right? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. We're going to go to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
I just had some questions regarding what I believe is neuropathy. I had a back surgery about a year ago, and subsequently got a staph infection in my spine, in the lower spine. Fortunately, we got that taken care of. I had a second operation, but ever since that time, I went on antibiotics for about 8 weeks or so, you know, the intravenous antibiotics.
But sure.
Ever since that time, I've been struggling with getting my strength back, and I'm about there. I mean, I feel like I'm probably, you know, 90%. You know, I'm walking, you know, several miles a week, and I'm able to work, and everything's wonderful. But I have some neuropathy, or what I call neuropathy, in my left foot. It's just like a permanent partial, like a portion of my foot has died, if you will, what I believe is nerve damage from the surgeries. My question to you is there anything other than I'm taking some vitamin B supplements, vitamin B6, B12. I'm taking some...
Has it made a difference that you've noticed?
Honestly, it's if it is, it seems to be pretty minimal, but, it's frustrating because it's painful. You know, the neuropathy can be quite painful at times, and, you know, you're not doing anything, it's just very painful, and other times it's not so painful. And I would like to be able to not have to take, medication for the rest of my life or the pain.
Well, and I don't think that it's called AK, and also someone that is certified in a Carrick technique, Carrick, C-A-R-R-I-C-K. It's a new neurology certification that's out there for chiropractic physicians that they're getting certified in, and it's a training facility out in California that's just getting unbelievable results. It may be a real blessing to you. So you might want to look around for that. Someone that's doing training in the Carrick technique can be a big help. All right, keep me posted on that.
Health
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Make sure you send me an email. Also, our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, able to take you from where you are to where you need to be when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Let's go now to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
What can I do to build up my immune system? I'm in my 50s, and I seem to catch colds more frequently than I used to. They seem to hit me harder and are slower to clear up, and I'm thinking there's got to be something I can change to get my immune system going a little stronger.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. The biggest one that we found over the years has been vitamin D. Vitamin D is just a big, big piece to this puzzle, and it just makes such a big difference. I mean, the vitamin D, getting your numbers checked by your physician, making sure the numbers are in the upper end of the range between about 70 and 90, not dwindling around at the bottom around 30, just is so important. And you want to make sure that you've got a good game plan going with that, because vitamin D is really that wonder nutrient that keeps the immune system strong, great for the hormones, and, of course, great for bone density and those sorts of things. But, yeah, it plays a big, big role, and you don't want to just let it slide. You want to make sure that you got your vitamin D levels up. That's the key. Now, other pieces for the immune system, exercise is a big one that a lot of people don't like doing, but they say it raises your immune system. The studies I've read by like 300%. I mean, that's huge. And that's just exercising maybe 10, 15 minutes a day. So the power and the benefits of exercise toward the immune system is just astronomical. So in that, just understand that it's, you know, it takes time and consistency. But that's also a good piece. Now, your diet is key to making sure that you eat the right kind of nutrients, cutting down inflammatory foods, and there's a whole list of that in my book. But, you know, you want to make sure that you cut down the inflammatory foods, get rid of the processed foods. Dairy products, if you're going to go with them, either do raw dairy or you want to do goat's milk dairy if you have to get the pasteurized kind. Now, coconut milk is also a really good piece. They're making coconut milk-based yogurt, just make sure it's unsweetened. Don't do the extra sugar. That's going to definitely not help with the immune system as well. But these are all important. I mean, vitamin C, all your basics. But those are some of the real keys to keeping that immune system up. You can look into other herbs and things like astragalus and echinacea, golden seal, and all of that. But really your core is your basic eating habits, your exercise habits, and keeping your vitamin D levels up. I mean, at the end of the day, you do all that, you'll be amazed at how strong you are all the way through the year, cold and flu seasons and all that sort of thing. So interesting for sure. Immune system is powerful. We just got to take care of it. Artificial sweeteners have always been a big issue within the news, and especially in the alternative side of care. We've bashed and we've gone after the natural sweeteners. I'm a big fan of stevia, by the way. But the food additive maltodextrin, which is commonly used in the artificial sweeteners, they're saying now may worsen Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, by encouraging the growth of E. coli bacteria in the small intestine. However, researchers stress that the findings are preliminary and the tests were conducted in a lab, not in people, so it's too soon to advise. Maltodextrin is a white powder used in many processed foods as a thickener or a filler, and it includes artificial sweeteners like Splenda and Equal, along with cereal, canned fruits, and packaged desserts, instant pudding, sauces, and salad dressings. You see maltodextrin everywhere, by the way. So in the study, the researchers placed Equal and Splenda and another sweetener, stevia, which is obviously a big fan of mine. I love stevia. In a dish along with E. coli bacteria taken from people with Crohn's disease. While E. coli is commonly found in the digestive tract of humans, it's usually found in the large intestine, explained senior study author Christine McDonald, who's assistant staff in pathobiology at the Cleveland Clinic. And she said prior research has found that people with Crohn's tend to have E. coli in their small intestine, which is not normally found. Through the precise role that E. coli plays in the Crohn's is unknown, it's thought that the bacteria may contribute to the inflammation that marks that condition. Now, the growth in the dish with the Equal, which contains aspartame, dextrose, and maltodextrin, and the Splenda, which contains sucralose, dextrose, and maltodextrin, the E. coli grew stickier, forming a thick biofilm, according to the researchers, and the same did not happen with stevia, which is made from the leaves of a South American plant and does not contain the maltodextrin. So the researchers repeated the experiments with the E. coli, the maltodextrin alone, and the same sticky biofilm formed. So in the lab, E. coli becomes stickier, and it sticks to the intestinal cells, says McDonald, who conducted the research with graduate student Courtney Nickerson. But we haven't tested this in people who have other risk factors for inflammatory bowel disease, and this may tip them over the edge. They said the study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Pretty cool. So interesting, to say the least. Our quote for the day comes from Jimmy Buffett, for all you Buffett fans. If we couldn't laugh, we all would go insane. How many times have you heard that? That is for sure. Rachel in Panama City, she writes in an email, she says, what's the best way to help with chicken pox? As an adult, I'm 28, never had them. Now I do. You got to ride it out. Chicken pox virus, you simply have to ride it out. There's antivirals that you can take, but most doctors are going to tell you just to kind of suck it up and walk through it. And it'll run its course, just like it does when you're a kid. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Don't you dare lose that hope. Hope is powerful. Hope can change. And hope is something that we've lost a lot in healthcare today. We've got to get it back. And in our lives, in the economy that we're living in. But it is powerful. And there's some keys to living healthier. We're going to talk about those when we come out of this break. But don't you go anywhere. Make sure you encourage someone about their health with something you learn on this show. That's what this whole thing is about. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's a word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers traveled to Taiwan this week as the territory faces growing threats from China. On the trip was South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who claims all options are on the table for the United States to respond to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
We have a strong military, not to take other people's property, but to protect our freedom and the freedom of the world. We're here in this part of the world not to conquer, but to be a good ally.
A new coronavirus test is getting the go-ahead by the FDA.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In the study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The New York Auto Show opened to the public in Manhattan on Friday. It's back after being canceled the last 2 years because of coronavirus. There are hundreds of new vehicles on display. The auto show runs through Sunday, April 24th. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Stephen in California writes about his thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well, you've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple of things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor's telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that to check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. And you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test. They can check your iodine levels. Or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put, or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down. It just is what it is. Grandma had it. Mom had it. So now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter. Because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you could be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. Then that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly. And she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done. And the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what test do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight, can be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's a parasite. So they can easily check that. It's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could be's. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues. But that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look. Okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games, appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now. And have fun with them. So I get it. But after studying gaming habits of more than 3,000 elementary and middle schoolers over the 2 years, just got to back down on it a little bit. A team of international researchers found that only 9% of young children can be considered pathological gamers. That's a funny term. The kids who were labeled excessive gamers spend an average of 31 hours a week playing video games. Children who are socially awkward and are highly impulsive appear to be at the higher risk of developing an addiction to video games. These kids are also more likely to play violent games, the study claimed. They also discovered through the more youngsters play, the more depressed and anxious they become. And screen time is also linked with poor relationships with their parents as well as declining performance in school. It does not appear to be a habit. They're either willing to give up. And of the kids of the study who are excessive gamers to start, about 84% of them continued to be addicted to gaming at the end of the study. In other words, the researchers noted it's not one of those unfortunate phases children go through. They're actually sticking with it, not really a phase. So something to be concerned about for all of us that have kids, especially if you're playing games on a regular basis. Big, big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And don't forget our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based talk care that we talk about. You can go online and check it out. If you need some help with those folks, great network that's growing all around the country. Really exciting stuff to see, that's for sure. Frank, you're with us next. How can I help? Oh, we lost Frank. That's okay. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risk, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies are really important. But at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that. That you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is a periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. Causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, at the University of Barcelona in Spain, they said that the studies for the age relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, I mean, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not simple. Lose the weight, find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition, make sure you're not nutrient deficient, and then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. Then we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her, and she's just sort of at the end of her means as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her.
That they can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician, too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight, unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, low testosterone issues, hormone issues, altogether, depression, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. This is your show. And speaking of hormone issues, we've seen so much with men, the big low T, they're trying to brand that, and guys are getting low testosterone levels as they're checking them into their 40s and 50s, and it's causing a lot of issues with things like erectile dysfunction and brain fog, and your kind of your emotional, mental drive is going down. So getting guys back to their, you know, fighting weight, if you will, and just overall mental capacity has been helpful. There's a lot of ways to really get testosterone levels up naturally. And this goes for women, too. You know, low testosterone in women has become a real issue. Sex drive has gone down in women, and they don't really know how to get, you know, their sex drive back and really to be functional at that place. So it's kind of tough. But I can tell you some keys that are out there. One is to make sure your fat levels are up in your diet at least 25 to 30%. Low-fat diets are one of the biggest killers for your hormones. So you think you're going to cut the fat and lose the weight, but the reality is it's really going to raise havoc in your body. It's just not going to fare well. So you've got to be really careful with that. The other one, you can use maca root. Things like tribulus have really good research behind them for raising testosterone levels, managing that. And just helping from more of a nutritional perspective. Protein diets that are moderate have been shown to be helpful, and also exercise programs are critical to keep testosterone levels at a good level. And it really does make a difference if you suffer from low testosterone levels. One of the big keys is high levels of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, emotional stress, relationship stress, whatever it might be, all of those are big indicators for testosterone levels being low and not being, you know, at a good level. And what happens is, for the most part, dopamine levels begin to drop. And when dopamine drops, that's when we start having a little bit of an issue, because dopamine is a brain chemical. It's called a neurotransmitter. And when dopamine levels decline, then our testosterone begins to drop as well. So it's about keeping everything balanced is really what it comes down to. And making sure that your nutrition is good, making sure that your dopamine levels are kept high. And there's certain foods that will do that, certain foods that will help, and nutritional supplements that can help keep dopamine levels where they need to be. One of the biggest ones is stay away from caffeine and coffee. That will cut your dopamine levels almost in half. So if you're struggling with that, you want to make sure you really, really stay away from the caffeine and the coffee, because what that can do is make a big difference in your overall health, especially when you're dealing with those kind of things. We're going to go to Ronnie now on the show. Ronnie, you're on the line. How can I help?
I get a dull headache and I'm pretty fatigued. It's kind of like it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. The fatigue, with the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. It definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back, and I just want to take another nap.
Well, a big piece of that is making sure the thyroid's okay. I know that they've probably checked everything, but still, looking at the anterior pituitary gland is a real key for the thyroid. I mean, it is extremely important. So making sure that they've checked those levels, it's usually the primary, and thyroid ends up being secondary. So getting that checked is really important. I would also encourage you to have them look at not only your iron levels, but your ferritin levels. Iron, obviously, is the piece that will go in and it helps with oxygen into the cells. But the ferritin is the storage tank. So it's one thing to have enough iron, but if you're not storing it, then it's not doing anyone any good. So you might want to look at both of those, making sure that they're kind of where they need to be. We want to check those out. But they go hand in hand, and that's a big piece. Now, B12, a real good test for that is MMA, methylmalonic acid. That can be really helpful when you're looking at the B12 levels, making sure there's enough oxygen getting into the cell. And it could be both. It could be both. And a lot of fatigue issues are caused by that. Another one is a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a big piece for any kind of fatigue issue that's non-hormone related. And it comes from, obviously, your brain. And it's where it's the number one produced chemical in the brain that can make a big, big difference. So you want to take a look at that as well. They can do a blood test to check that out. There's nutritional options that can build that up as well. So, again, a lot of these pieces of the puzzle can really, really be helpful, especially when you're looking at fatigue. Because fatigue, low energy level is a big issue. And adrenal fatigue can be part of it as well, but there's some other factors that need to be looked at on that. Pomegranate juice health claims can be deceptive. A company's ads claiming that pomegranate juice can treat cancer, heart disease, or erectile dysfunction are found to be deceptive. U.S. regulators said Monday, POM, P-O-M, wonderful, violated federal law by making those deceptive claims and must stop making the claims immediately, said Judge Michael Chappelle. While the judge said there are inadequate evidence to support the company's claims of pomegranate juice as a superfood, he said the company would not have to submit to pre-approved marketing. The company said the FTC lawsuit tried to create new and stricter industry standards with their company than required for pharmaceuticals for the marketing of health benefits of safe food and natural food-based products. You know, that's getting, they're cranking down a lot more on that. By the way, pomegranate is an incredible food with tons of health benefits. But it's interesting to see how the marketing claims are getting cracked down on. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, the show where it helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app,
You can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.